This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the midst of a pandemic and a breakaway from the European Union, the Trades Union Congress in the United Kingdom is warning about mass unemployment. At its virtual national conference held September 14th and 15th, TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady had some strong words for the government.
We face a tsunami of job losses. This isn't about obsolete jobs or zombie firms. These jobs are on the line for one reason only, the global pandemic. And they do have a future. Once this pandemic is under control, people will still want to fly on holiday and go to gigs and shows. And if we are to earn our way in the world, Britain will still need steel and manufacturing. The pandemic isn't scheduled to end in October, so neither should state support for jobs. So much better to keep people working, paying their taxes, spending their wages, helping to rebuild the economy. Perhaps this government needs reminding about what mass unemployment does to a country. The despair of a young generation's dreams crushed. Or joining the dole queue in your 50s, afraid that you'll never work again. And what happens to local pride and identity when overnight a town's biggest employer goes bust? Now, I lived through mass unemployment in the 80s. So yes, let's talk about ghost towns. And let me tell you, flexible working won't destroy our town centres, but you can bet your life that widespread poverty will. Some say the numbers out of work could rise to 2.5, 3, or even 4 million. The price of unemployment is always too high. And it's always paid by ordinary working families. That's why this movement will always stand for the right of everyone to a decent job, full employment, the chance to work and to get on in life for everyone. Here's what the TUC proposes. In return for state support, firms must come up with credible plans to rebuild hours and productivity, a new job protection and skills deal, a three-way bargain. The employer brings people back, at least on short hours. During downtime, workers retrain and upskill. And the state subsidises wages on condition that employers pay at least 80% of the normal rate. But let me be clear. There should be no blank cheque for business. No handouts for boardroom bonanzas. Shareholders must tighten their belts. And to qualify, every company must pay their fair share of taxes here in the UK. Whatever happens, we won't give up. Unions will fight for every job. Even more so, with the clock ticking down on Brexit. The government must stop the bluster, buckle down. We need a good deal. Putting more jobs at risk as unemployment rises is plain irresponsible. And we know who gets targeted first for layoffs. Young people on insecure contracts, disabled people and those shielding, pregnant workers and black workers. Hard work should pay for everyone, no matter who you are or what kind of job you do. Don't punch down on the working poor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at radiolabor.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.